Live from KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. COVID hospitalizations in Alameda County have more than doubled in the last month. That's prompted the county to bring back the mask mandate in public indoor spaces starting today. Here's the county's health officer, Dr. Nicholas Moss.
We're at about a quarter of where we were at the peak of the Omicron wave in terms of hospitalizations. And the goal here is to try to limit that, to keep from getting to a place like we were last winter.
We're joined now by Arnab Mukherjee, chair of the Public Health Department at Cal State East Bay. Professor, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I am okay, and I'm hoping everyone else is, but I want to talk about Alameda County, the only Bay Area county bringing back an indoor mask mandate now. Is it the right thing to be doing?
So that's a good question, and thank you for having me. It is true that cases are rising in the nine-county Bay Area. That's to be expected with more social interactions just for summer and end of school and a more transmissible variant. Hospitalizations also seem to be increasing as well, as Dr. Moss said. So I think it is prudent that there is some level of intervention. So to that extent, mask mandates are easy in the sense that they're not pharmaceutical and they're sort of simple to implement. That being said, it is a little odd that Alameda County has done this on their own. If you look at all of the other policy level interventions that we have had, the nine county Bay Area has sort of acted in lockstep with one another. So in order for a mask mandate to work, it has to be comprehensive. And as you very well know, many of us, probably most of us, work across county borders, whether, you know, that's true for me and that's true for most people that I know, that they live in one place and work in another. So the mask mandate really doesn't make a lot of sense in that regard, because you could go to a place where there is, you don't have that protection across the board, if that makes sense.
It does make sense, because I do live in Oakland and then cross the bay to San Francisco to do this job. And this is an interesting moment in the school year. A lot of schools are out, but some schools are in. And then there is, you know, what they're doing with the schools is that it's not so much a mask requirement. Actually, let's listen to Dr. Moss again on how it's working in the schools.
It's very close to the end of the school year. Some schools have already ended, and it's a very challenging setting to implement a requirement like this for just for a few days. So we have stuck with a strong recommendation.
So not a requirement, a strong recommendation. What do you make of this, Professor?
Well, that goes back to my point that the efficacy of a mask mandate only works if it's complete and comprehensive. And so here we have probably a pretty big loophole in which probably one of the biggest drivers of infection, K through 12, you know, children, are sort of not covered. It's strongly encouraged. I also do note that the mask mandate from Alameda County has a whole host of other exceptions. So I read it very quickly, but for fitness areas, religious functions, sporting events. So there seems to be a lot of these areas for which mask mandates are not to be enforced, but the transmission levels don't go away because you're working out or you're praying or you're eating. So, I question whether or not the urgency of this intervention. We've had about 12 hours to sort of, you know, get it and then implement it.
All right.
You know, if it is so urgent, there is a lot of loopholes for which this to go through. So it is something that will be debated.
Professor Arnab Mukherjee, chair of the Public Health Department at Cal State East Bay, thank you very much. This is KQED News.